I don't necessarily look at Andrew Bynum, even though I think he is a, you know, a top three or four or five center in the league. I don't necessarily look at Andrew Bynum and say he can do it by himself or he can do what Kobe did. I mean, Kobe's one of those rare guys, a Kevin Durant, a LeBron James, a Tim Duncan, a Kevin Garnett, maybe those rare guys that can carry a team to a championship by themselves. I just don't necessarily see Bynum in that role. When you look at him and you look at his raw skills and you look what he is, you know, 7-8 years into his career when healthy, I mean, is he the guy that can be a focal point in the championship contending team?
Well, I think he can. I think he's going to need a supporting cast, though, because any big man in this league you can take out. You can take out any big guy you want to take out in this league, you know, no matter who it is. Shaq, you can take Shaq out of a game. The question is, in order to do that, you have to double team. And when you double team, what does that open up, and do they make you pay the price? And, you know, and I'll say this, the one thing, you know, as far as Bynum goes, I mean, if you said – all guys are going to be injury free.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to be, you know, up there and talking as is top center in the league.
You can put him in that conversation with Dwight Howard as the top center in the league?
Absolutely, because he can make free throws at end of games.
Yeah, you know, through that scope, if you add that into the mix, I mean, the other aspects of the game, I don't put him on Howard's level, but there I do.
Well, I think in the overall, I mean, as far as scoring points, scoring, he can deal with scoring. He can block shots. He can rebound. Obviously, he doesn't do it as good as Howard. Howard's the best in our league at doing that. But if you take in the part of, you know, as far as winning a championship and doing what it takes down the end of a game, Bynum can be your go-to guy, whereas Howard, you have a hard time having him as your go-to guy.
Yeah, and here's what Bynum said, and you tell me if he's nuts for saying this, because I think the general reaction to this is laughter throughout the league, and I've seen columnists this morning and writers across the country saying that it's foolish and just brushing it aside. But Bynum said, personally, I think they traded number one for number two, meaning they traded him being number one, the best center of the league, for the second best center in the league in Dwight Howard. I mean, is he foolish for saying that? I mean, is that something that you agree with?
No, it's not what I agree with, but I think if, like I said to you, the fact is the Lakers absolutely had to be concerned about his health with his knees. They know it better than anybody else. He's younger than Howard. That part of it, if you really felt like there were no issues with his knees, etc., then I don't think they may have made that trade. I think they would have opted to keep buying him on, but I feel like that, you know, they felt that, hey, I'd rather trade a bad back for bad knees any day.